In class, Mrs. Brown tries explaining how an embargo works. Sometimes a group of countries disapproves of what another country is doing, and they refuse to trade or do business with that country until the situation improves. As you know, Mrs. Brown is saying, the United States has now joined the embargo. Oscar turns and gives Nancy and Amy an I-told-you-so nod. A dozen hands go up. Lots of the American students have questions. Is it okay for them to be in a country that is being embargoed? Are they behind enemy lines? Will they be taken prisoner? Mrs. Brown shakes her head and laughs. Heavens, no, she reassures them. It's not like that at all. Countries can disagree, but life goes on. The United States wants to be friends with this country. How many of you have a teenage brother or sister? Lots of hands go up. You know how your parents will sometimes ground your brother or sister? It's not because they don't love him or her now, is it? It's because they're concerned and want to make him or her a better person. The more I think about it, an embargo sounds an awful lot like the punishment chair at home whenever we misbehave. So how has the Dominican Republic misbehaved, one of the Dominican students wants to know. But that is a question Mrs. Brown won't answer. Enough about politics, class. We have our own politics to take care of. We're going to have an election today. It turns out that Joey Farlan, our current president, will be leaving over Christmas vacation. His dad, Ambassador Farlan, has been recalled to Washington, D.C. because of the embargo. Sam's dad, Mr. Washburn, is in charge of the embassy that's now only a consulate. Something like that. When Mrs. Brown asked for nominations...